Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, so Cam Smith.
Yeah.
I kept looking and looking, and I saw Storm out there. Storm's back from his injury.
Yes, sir.
And all those nice things the coaches said about Cam Smith when you guys talked to him at the end of the week, to every position coach, it's just getting, every time they say so, I can't believe anything anybody says because it's always so nice, and you're thinking, wow.
Yeah, this is not a coaching staff.
Cam didn't play.
That's part of the
reason. Did he not play at all?
No, he played. He played in the second half.
Okay.
I can tell you how many snaps he played, in fact. Here's my thought process on that. And it's funny because I wrote a big piece in the Miami Herald about Chris Greer's drafting history. And I personally
believe...
Are we
flipping from Cam to...
No. It's part of it. He was the center subject of that story. Because too many of these draft picks have not panned out for this organization. And they have a 35% retention rate. This isn't a hit rate, but retention rate on their draft picks. You know,
the guys that are on the roster, not necessarily impact players.
Just guys that are actually on the roster.
I just wanted to make sure we made that clear. Okay.
And you know how the successful teams, the teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens and the 49ers and the Rams and
Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City. You know those teams, that are consistent winning?
They draft and they put them right in and they start.
55 plus. For the same time period as the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
And so when you have these picks that miss, and guys like the Channing Tindalls and the Eric Uzukamas of the world, when you have those picks that miss, then you got to go out there and you got to sign a free agent like Odell Beckham. You got to pay him $3 million. You got to go sign a free agent like Kendall Fuller.
You're getting older veterans trying to get them on the cheap to make up for your mistakes.
And they cost you three times as much as a rookie who would actually develop in your program.
I got news for you, my man. I've been on that thing for a while.
That was
my take a long time ago when you miss on cover corners. Igben Ogunni, or you miss on Cam Smith,
or the Solomon Kinleys of the world.
They don't start. Now you have to go out and pay, either bring in an expensive guy, or you got to go get veteran free agents. They're not cheap, to cover corner guys, or you get a guy on the cheap and hope that he's got one good year
and he can stay healthy. Exactly. That is at the core of what's wrong with this organization, and I don't.
But this roster's pretty good, right?
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Tell me where it's good.
Well, the guys you're paying a lot of money, it's good players.
Yeah, they're top end of your roster.
Yes.
Okay, there's eight guys that are probably making a ridiculous amount of money, and I could argue to you that a lot of them...
Oh, no, you don't have to argue, because I'm with you on a lot of these things you're saying.
Yeah.
In case you haven't listened or been around me now for...
So that's my argument. It's not, you know, you want to be a sustained, successful franchise.
Yes. You can't do it through expensive free agents
trading draft picks to go get players to give them big contracts. This is not a healthy model we're working off here.
No.
But
it's about win right now and a short window.
The window's closed. They're like 4 million under the cap with 35 people on the roster next year. They're going to have to purge and cut and restructure just to run it back again.
I tell you, no matter what anybody tells you, that thing was built for last year and this year.
Yeah, this year, you know.
And this year, Tua went down, And they didn't do a very good job with that either, nope. Having that thing set up. Whoever's going to take when they have to
That's Mike McDaniel. He takes the blame for that. For the backup quarterback, that's Mike McDaniel.
And the GM?
No.
Has no say?
No, the GM has.
Because he's a GM? What do you got GM title for?
Because the GM don't know how to develop quarterbacks and don't know that process, and Mike is the guru, and Darren Bevel, and they said Skyler's good enough. And he said, okay. And they should have. He should have second-guessed it, should have questioned it, should have addressed it. They should have addressed it in the offseason. Absolutely.
No, they definitely thought Skyler was going to be a...
Yeah. I'm not saying Skyler is done, finished, never going to be good enough. I mean,
I'll tell you what, that Seattle game took a hit for his career, a big one.
Yeah, it did. But he also.
They thought he was going to be ready to play.
Yes, they did.
They thought he was going to be good enough to take them till
Tua got back. But he also broke his ribs early in that game. And
that's self-inflicted, too.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And he wasn't operating.
Some of the hits were running around like you just got to the league.
Yeah.
It's real, man.
In a very hostile environment. I would like to see what happens to Skyler when he gets another opportunity. I hope he never gets another opportunity because that means something happened to Tua. You know.
So you wrote this thing. So I guess the question is, what made you write it this past couple of days?
Because Cam Smith, here's the prime opportunity. And Cam Smith was the focal point. Here's a prime opportunity for a young draft pick to step up, and the position was his, and what happened? He got beat out by an undrafted rookie. And that's fine, because I'm a big believer that this coaching staff, I know this for a fact, they go into games, and whoever practices the best that week is going to get the opportunity.
Well, all I know is we can't blame, we got to stop blaming Vic Fangio.
That's fair.
I don't care what Jalen Ramsey says, like, I ain't blaming Vic Fangio.
Nope. That's fair. That's fair.
Vic's doing all right with his young guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his young guy's probably one of the best on a Kevin Pro Bowl season, a rookie.
So he's still a grumpy old man, but maybe this place made him a little grumpy. Maybe it was just
the styles just didn't match.
No.
Now him and Anthony Weaver, their styles are matching. But Weaver's doing a good job. Can't complain.
Anthony Weaver's been a really good coach.
Yeah. I'm not arguing that, except for the two wins that they cost Miami in the, Arizona, Buffalo, those two games there. Yeah.
That might be, and you know, that's to your other point. They got some matchups because of some of the reasons you were just talking about that favored the other teams.
Draft picks got to do better around here.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
I don't think anybody disagree with that.
And people taking those draft picks.
Did you get negative from that people disagree?
Oh, yeah. People thought it was a hit job, which I'm fine with, even though it's my job to educate my readership.
Yeah.
They thought it was a hit job, which is, it can be. You can consider it a hit job. I mean, if you're not doing your job good, then you probably think I'm coming for you.
Some people
a little sensitive about that.
Hey, Woody, I didn't know Omar was so feisty today, man. We got to go to break.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.